Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the state steps in to help a Middle Georgia school district in crisis. TSA agents at Hartsfield-Jackson may not receive their promised relief money, and college students in Georgia gathered to watch as President Trump honored Charlie Kirk in a ceremony yesterday.
He wasn't afraid to speak his mind about similar beliefs that we have.
Today is Wednesday, October 15th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia's top education official is calling for sweeping reforms in the wake of a financial crisis in a Middle Georgia school district. Dublin City Schools faces a potential $13 million budget shortfall and is getting help from the state to dig itself out. Georgia School Superintendent Richard Woods called on lawmakers today to clarify how the state can legally help districts in severe financial trouble. He said students, teachers, staff, and families shouldn't bear the costs of mismanagement. Woods has said the city's schools were on the brink of shutting down. Transportation security agents at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport might not be getting the relief they were promised while the government shutdown pauses their paychecks. Atlanta Congresswoman Nakima Williams said today free meal vouchers delivered to TSA management are being blocked in a, quote, callous and unacceptable action. TSA has not responded to a request for comment. An ATL spokesperson says the airport is working to ensure their actions are, quote, fully compliant with federal guidelines. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk received the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously in Washington, D.C. yesterday. College students in Georgia gathered to watch the event. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Kennesaw State University's Turning Point USA chapter met in a classroom on what would have been Kirk's 32nd birthday to watch President Donald Trump present the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Kirk was killed while speaking at a college campus in November. Sophomore Cameron Owen says she joined Turning Point after Kirk's death.
He wasn't afraid to speak his mind about similar beliefs that we have. And I wanted to, it kind of inspired me because I'm like, you know, I have similar beliefs and I want to be able to speak my mind fearlessly.
Other memorials for Kirk took place in Atlanta, Dunwoody, and Gainesville. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Kennesaw.
Deer hunting season is underway in Georgia, and state officials are closely monitoring the health of the state's deer population. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Georgia's first case of chronic wasting disease was identified in January at the tail end of last year's deer season. Since then, two other cases have been found, and disease management areas have been set up in Lanier, Berrien, and Lowndes counties. Charlie Kilmaster is the state deer biologist. He recommends hunters in those counties test any deer they harvest.
From the time a deer contracts the disease until they show symptoms and become visibly ill could be anywhere from 18 to 30 months. So in fact, most deer that will test positive for it will not have symptoms yet.
While there is no evidence CWD can be transmitted to humans, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends people discard any meat that tests positive for it. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Two timber and wood products companies are combining to create a Georgia-based firm that would be one of the largest in the North American industry. Spokane, Washington-based Potlatch Deltic and Rayonier, based north of Jacksonville, Florida, announced their merger yesterday, saying their combined company would be based in Atlanta and operate under a new name to be unveiled later. The companies operate millions of acres of timberland across the U.S. South and Northwest. Rayonier owns and manages more than 600,000 acres in Georgia as of spring of this year. Fulton County health officials say public health workers spent about 200 extra work hours tracking down people who might have been exposed to measles in a recent outbreak. The county health agency identified the measles case in a Georgia State University student on September 10th. They identified 268 people as close contacts of the student who spent time on GSU's campus, Sweet Green, and soccer practices and games. Three people contracted the virus and quarantined at home. Director of Epidemiology Sasha Smith said at a Fulton Board of Health meeting yesterday, for the outbreak to be considered over, two incubation periods must pass without additional cases. That would be October 22nd. Smith said containing the outbreak has been a, quote, huge public health win. Georgia has reported 10 measles cases this year.
a toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season two of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta City Council will take more time to consider a proposal to extend the city's tax allocation districts for 30 years. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports a meeting on the issue drew hours of public comments.
The districts are a priority for Mayor Andre Dickens to push forward his recently announced neighborhood reinvestment plan. The bonds work by allowing the city to take a loan against the future property value of certain neighborhoods. Projects like the Beltline were partly funded using TAD money. Atlanta Chief of Staff Courtney English says they're drafting a new list of projects based on community input.
Almost $1.4 billion for affordable housing projects, both single and multifamily. $170 million that can support health centers, recreation, and continue grocery stores. $88 million reserved for small business.
Critics are questioning if city partners like Fulton County and the Atlanta School Board will sign on to the extension. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The American Red Cross is giving a California-based nonprofit more than $700,000 to repair roofs damaged by Hurricane Helene in South Georgia's Lowndes County. The Los Angeles-based Community Organized Relief Effort, or CORE, announced the grant today, saying it would repair 30 roofs in Valdosta, Dasher, and Deer Park. Savannah State University is getting $5 million from Hyundai in what the school calls its largest ever corporate investment. The donation announced today establishes the Hyundai College of Education and is expected to expand access to scholarships and technology. And in sports, Atlanta United goalkeeper Brad Guzan will retire after the 2025 MLS season. The decision announced yesterday will end a prolific 21-year career that included Premier League play and United's 2018 MLS Cup winning season. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today, but we hope you'll come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Check out updates at gpb.org/news and send your feedback to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.